Ladies and gentlemen, sit back, relax, and buckle your seatbelts. It's time for your weekly ride-along with the Bikes on Mics. This is Drive-By.
Welcome, welcome. I am Mike J. He is Mike S. We are the Mics on Mics. This is a Drive-By Wrestling Podcast. As always, how the hell's it going, Mike?
Dude, it was a long day, man. It really was. And it was promised to be a short day, but, like, it was not a short day. It was, in fact, a long day. Like, it was, like, they were, like, my boss was, like, oh, we're going to be done, like, a half hour early. And we were not. We were done a half hour late. And I left at basically the same time I leave, like, every night when we work an hour extra. Like, nothing changed. Like, nothing changed.
Yeah, it's been a long week for me, sir. These holidays with our jobs really, they do a number on us. Which kind of brings an important thing up here. We have a slightly shortened window to record this show. It's a huge week for WWE, so we're going to take a little break from our normal, the routine that we've got in for the last 7 weeks. We're going to step aside from the war a little bit to talk about, well, War Games and Survivor Series coming up this weekend, as you listen to this recording, coming up this evening, Saturday night, War Games for NXT. So if we have time, we might touch on a few things at the end, Mike, but I have a feeling we won't. If that's the case, then we'll try to save as much as we can and remember as much as we can for the next week. And we'll just go from there. So how's that sound to you?
Yeah, sure. That sounds good.
All right. Well, you know the drill, and we got these shows we need to discuss. You're going to take the lead, sir, as you're my passenger in this ride-along right now, quite literally, as I drive to hell. I mean work.
I like what you did there. I see that. That was funny. Alright, so, the updated War Games TakeOver card.
I believe there's four matches.
There are four matches. We've got Finn Balor versus Matt Riddle. That's what we're going to start things off with for our discussion.
Well, this was, of course, a card subject to change. This Gargano was obviously supposed to have that spot against Balor. He is or was injured, however the case may be. And they did a storyline swerve to get Riddle in that spot and then replace Riddle with Dominik Dijakovic on the War Games team, which we will talk about here in a little bit. Man, I can't explain to you how much I really want to see Riddle versus Balor, especially after NXT Wednesday night. Their interaction and the brief action they had against each other in the ring, I'm just like, man, this thing could possibly just steal the weekend. However, I feel that way about a lot of these matches through the whole weekend. So that's a good thing, I think, as a wrestling fan, to think, man, this match could take everything this weekend. No, this match could be the one everyone talks about. Yeah, when you can't decide, that's a pretty big deal.
Yeah, I think this match is going to be fucking sweet, man.
Yeah, it definitely has the potential.
Like, Matt Riddle hasn't really put on a bad show since being in NXT.
No, not at all. Matt Riddle has... I'll be honest, when Matt Riddle came to NXT, I had heard the name, I knew the reputation, but I didn't know much else, if that makes sense. I'm not a guy that... I'm lucky if I get to check out a few New Japan matches that you recommend to me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're not an indie wrestling guy.
And I'm certainly not searching the internet to watch indie clips on YouTube, shopping my cell phone. You know what I mean? So, I wasn't very aware of Matt Riddle's work, other than what people had told me and what I had heard and what I had read. But man, I am a huge Riddle fan now. I'm impressed with everything I've seen from this guy. He has future star and future WWE champion written all over him. But I think he's going to lose to Balor at War Games. What say you?
Oh, yeah, he's totally losing to Balor at War Games.
You don't turn a guy like Finn and put the... I want to say the NXT machine behind him in the booking and everything that they're doing to have him lose. Riddle can lose. It's not going to hurt him. And it could even make him more sympathetic depending on how it goes. So I'm going Balor all the way.
Yeah, I don't have any kind of disagreement with that. That's the smart booking in this scenario. Yep. After that, we've got a number one contenders match for the North American title. Killian Dane versus Pete... Is it the North American title?
No, it is the NXT title, my friend.
Well, we got a number one contenders match for the NXT title. Killian Dane versus Pete Dunne versus Damian Priest.
Important note here is that that championship match will actually take place the next day at Survivor Series. So, that's huge. I don't think it matters who wins this because I think we're going to get a good match regardless at Survivor Series. I'm curious to see Cole against any combination of these guys. Who I probably would prefer to win is Pete Dunne. I think that's the most pleasing, like, visual. But, again, you know, Damian Priest has impressed me. Wasn't huge at first on him, and in the last few times...
Because you don't fucking watch Ring of Honor. If you watch Ring of Honor, you'd have been like, holy shit, it's Punishment Martinez. This dude's fucking awesome, and he's going to be a big star.
Well, that's what I'm thinking now. And, you know, Killian Dane is one of these guys who went to the main roster, didn't do anything, and got the benefit of coming back to NXT, and they immediately made him a priority. I don't want to say that I'm a huge fan, but I do like the guy, and I definitely see the potential that he has. And then there's Pete Dunne, former UK champion. He's low-key one of my favorites. He's just really good in the ring. I love the joint manipulation that he does. He's, for a smaller guy, he's believable that he could hurt someone. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I also think that... if you're going to have a match, NXT title match on a pay-per-view, he's probably the best name to go with. To like, he's the biggest name out of these three.
Out of those three, yeah.
And
absolutely.
He's the best guaranteed match. And if you're gonna start displaying NXT talent on, pay-per-views like this, I mean, you're going to use the best names you can.
Yeah, I agree.
Nothing against Damian Priest or Killian Dane, but like Killian Dane and Damian Priest just don't add any name value.
They're just kind of both getting one started and the other restarted in this NXT universe.
Exactly.
So Pete Dunne makes the most sense. He's who I'm picking. That being said, he's not going to win this title.
No.
Unless shenanigans take place, which is possible.
I would be fucking shocked.
I think there's a lot of shenanigans in a lot of these matches over the weekend that could happen.
I'm telling you right now, if Killian Dane wins this match, and then, or no, I mean, like, if whoever wins this match goes on to win the NXT title from Adam Cole, AJ will suck a dick on our Facebook on our Facebook page.
Yeah, he
on
will.
Facebook Live.
Yeah, he
straight
will.
Straight up. AJ will suck a dick on our Facebook Live page. Hey, y'all. Someone say something about sucking a dick?
Uh-oh. Who is that?
Hey,
is that,
it's just
celebrity
me.
Celebrity heterosexual...
That's right, it's me, celebrity heterosexual Todd Chrisley. Heard someone say something about sucking a dick. Thought maybe I'd see if y'all needed a hand. You know?
I don't know if we need a hand, but we probably could use a mouth.
No, I know on the New Age Insiders, I played it off like I wasn't homosexual, but I don't on this show, because no one listens to y'all. Hey, fuck you, dude. Shit. Like, we let you come on here and get all fucking weirded out on everything and talk about sucking dick and, like, you gonna say some mean shit like that? I'm sorry. I just thought maybe I'd stick one in on you, you know, since you won't let me stick one in on you, you know. All right, that's it. Get the fuck out of here, man. Get out.
Oh, that guy.
Dude, he's the worst one we've ever had, I think.
Yeah.
Like... Like, don't get me wrong.
Mark Wahlberg and Enzo.
You know, we've had some various celebrities on here before, but none that have sexually harassed us.
No. That's rude.
I will take him over, you know, that other impression I used to do.
Now, I'll take him over the guy from the Dark Order, because I don't want to wear a mask and get raped, but you know.
Oh, man. Yeah, he fucks those dudes, though. I'm still on that, man. I'm still on that. I'm sorry. Like, I thought about that all week.
Yeah, it's like, totally what the gimmick is.
All week, I was like, what is the gimmick other than he fucks these little dudes? And I was like, that is the gimmick, man. Like, he fucks those little dudes. That's the gimmick. And there is, like... And, like, that's no shit, man. Like, I really spent some time during, like, the last week. Like, what can they do? Like, what's the gimmick? It's like, is it a cult? And I was like, yeah, it's a cult. It's a cult where he fucks his little dudes. And I was like,
yeah,
fuck.
It's a sex cult.
It doesn't matter. Like, there's no part of me that doesn't think that he fucks those little dudes. Can you imagine being, like, and, like, you know, let's kayfabe aside. Like, that's the way you broke into wrestling, was as one of the little dudes that the fat guy from the Dark Order fucks. That's worse than Dolph Ziggler breaking in as the fucking cheerleader.
Spirit Squad, yeah. Yeah, I would agree with that. I would agree.
Hey, how'd you break into the business? Funny story about me. I was one of the little dudes that the fat guy from the Dark Order used to, like, kayfabe fuck. And you're like, oh, which one? It's like, I was one of the ones that formed the seat of the chair. The one in the back, not the one up front. Oh, right on, man. Oh, yeah, yeah. So everything worked out. Future world champion.
Yeah.
I pray to God that one of those dudes becomes a star.
That'd be awesome.
And we can hear about this one day. And he's like, yeah, I broke into the business being the armrest for the chair. And we can be like, yeah, what was the gimmick? And he'd be like, he fucked us.
Like, not kayfabe, though. Like, for real.
No, like, both.
Anyway, War Games. Oh, Lord. So, we have, what, 2 war game matches, a men's and a women's, right?
Sassafras. How did we get here?
I don't know, but we're going to keep moving.
I started talking about sucking dick.
Well, that happens on this podcast from time to time.
I would bet there is not another wrestling podcast out there that talks about sucking dick as much as this one does.
I mean, well, you know. You're probably right.
I'm low-key just proud of that.
Well, I mean, hey, we all gotta have our thing, Mike.
So we've got a women's war game match, Order of Entry Advantage, Team Baszler. Team Baszler consisting of, obviously, Shayna Baszler, Io Shirai, Bianca Belair, and Kay Lee Ray. Against Team Ripley, consisting of Rhea Ripley, Tegan Nox, Mia Yim, and Candice LeRae. Hold on, like, let's go through this. Rhea Ripley, porn star name. Tegan Nox, porn star name. Mia Yim, definitely porn star name. Candice LeRae, yeah, definitely porn star name. Shayna Baszler, no. Io Shirai, not a porn star name. Bianca Belair, definitely. And Kaylee Ray. Yeah, but you know what? So are men. Bobby Fish, totally a porn star name.
Totally.
Dude, Bobby Fish full-blown looks like he makes porn.
I hope that he does.
I hope he does too. I hope he's got like a lucrative business as like a like one of those like dudes that you see in porn that has like super nice facial hair, and you're like, yeah, man, this is like the type of dude that I would expect to see in porn. Okay. Anyway, so honestly, I would be surprised if Shayna Baszler's team lost this match.
Yeah. I mean, the weird thing is, like, I can't wait to see this match, but, like, both of these War Games matches are not, like... I mean, War Games matches are really just blow-offs, and there's nothing really on the line.
Honestly, that's true. Like, it'd be an easy way to give, like, Rhea a W over Shayna.
The women's... I don't want to say this. The women's was started because of everyone wanting that title, so I have to think that's got to... something's got to come out of this. And I'm going to take a wild guess and say that one of Rhea's team, probably Rhea, is going to pin Shayna in this match and get the win, and therefore demand that they get another title shot or a chance against her. We go from there.
Do you think if Shayna Baszler and I had a baby that it'd be cute?
Yes.
So do I, man. So do I.
So who you got? I'm gonna take Team Ripley, and I'm actually gonna take Ripley for the win.
Okay, so let's get this out of the way. If anybody gets the fucking wins, it's the captain for either team.
Yeah, I would agree.
Normally I would agree with you on this. The issue is, we're going into Survivor Series, right? And I think that this is like, I think this weekend is the weekend where they're like, yo, Shayna Baszler's the best look, man, like, I think we all know, like, I'm a huge Charlotte fan, right? And I've often said that she's the greatest professional, like, female professional wrestler of all time. And she will end her career as the greatest all time. But right now, at this moment, Shayna Baszler is maybe the best in-ring female competitor on the face of the fucking planet.
Yeah, no, I'm with you.
And I think maybe this weekend is going to be her coming out party.
I'm with you.
Because, like, it's like you said, man, like, this isn't... this is a fucking blitz. This doesn't mean anything. This isn't for anything.
I'm looking at it like this. I think that she can lose at War Games to further an NXT storyline, and then win at Survivor Series to further her storyline, and then we go from there on.
I mean, that's fair.
If that makes sense.
That's fair.
So, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see how it all plays out. It's going to be fun no matter what.
God, this card is stacked. I'm going to have to somehow talk my wife into fucking watching this on Saturday. So, then we've got the War Games match. Men's side, Undisputed Air gets the order of entry advantage. Undisputed Air, obviously, versus Tommaso Ciampa, Keith Lee, Dominik Dijakovic. That's such a mouthful, man.
It is.
And to be announced... competitor,
yeah, baby.
Who is probably the Velveteen Dream.
Well, Triple H said on his media call for TakeOver that it will most likely be a day of announcement, and that it will be very exciting. That is what he left it at. So...
I feel like that could still be the Velveteen Dream.
It could be the Velveteen Dream. It could be...
Seth Rollins.
Yeah,
It's CM Punk. You guys heard it here first.
NXT.
It's CM Punk.
We're going to touch on this in a little bit, but if it was CM Punk in War Games, I think the building might collapse on itself.
Dude, I just want to see it just for this fucking group, man. I think maybe we just got to start, like, reading posts from that group on this page.
We might have to make that a segment in this podcast starting next week.
Like, what the fuck did this group do this week? And by the way, it's WWE versus AEW War. I had the name all wrong.
Yeah. I took a break this week from harassing people. I just needed a breather.
I took the weekend off, kind of. But yeah. And I also didn't tell anyone that you and I had, like, sex with their mother's corpse.
Well, that's a step in the right direction.
That is positive. I'll be honest. I felt a little bad about that later. Like, later, I was like, that was a terrible thing to say to a human being. Like, holy fuck, man. Like,
he kind of deserved it.
But he's one of those people that talk shit, and then, like, you say something about their mom, and he's like, my mom's dead, you fucking asshole. Well, like, guess what, man? I don't feel like a fucking asshole.
Who you got winning this, Mike?
Like you said with the last one, man, it's a good way for the Undisputed Era to take a L.
It is. They did lose, I believe they lost last year's War Games. They won the first year, lost last year. This seems to be their match. By that I mean they're in it every year.
Just like the Horsemen, baby.
Yeah, baby. I'm going to actually go out on a limb and say Cole's been having such a great representation of himself and NXT that I'm going to say that he picks up this win before moving into that title match on Sunday.
That's probably the smart booking, honestly.
And I think some of it will hinge on who this mystery partner is, but I'm going to say that it's going to be exciting, but not like
earth-shattering.
I don't want to say not groundbreaking, but not like a
game changer.
I think it'll be someone we already know. Does that make sense? Like, yeah. In this world.
Yeah, so, I agree. Someone from NXT. Like, I'm just throwing this name out, right? Like, I'm not saying this is, like, who it is, right? I'm just throwing, like, this kind of name out. Like, I wouldn't be shocked if it was, like, fucking Samoa Joe.
Yeah, no, I'm with you.
Someone that was like an NXT, a Finn Balor-ish person,
yeah,
you
someone
know?
Who's
was
not
there.
In NXT, but was in NXT.
Yeah, like I wouldn't be shocked if it was someone like that. And I'll tell you what else this is going to hinge on. Who properly, who got the proper nutrition going into the match? And that starts with some Mott's applesauce. Vought's applesauce. If you're an athlete, it's delicious and gives you the nutrients that you need to make it through the day. Get it in the squeeze pack so you can eat it on the go. If you're a pro wrestler, maybe it's a great thing to keep in the back and catering. You just like pop it, take a shot of applesauce, maybe two or three of them, and off you go, man. You're good to go for a little bit. It's going to carry you through. It's going to give you what you need. Vought's applesauce. It's the shit your body needs.
I like it. Let's take a quick break with that and come back and let's discuss the rest of this damn weekend. Survivor Series 2019, Raw vs. SmackDown vs. NXT. Hang tight. We'll be right back.
It's Boris and Bart with a super short report. That's right, we're back on Drive-By. We love being on the show, guys.
Yes, we do. It is a very good time. And this weekend, we are going to get to see that little Raymond Maestrio.
Oh, gosh. He's talking about Rey Mysterio.
That's right. Shut your mouth. I cannot wait to see that little sniveling rat get what he deserves.
Boris is under this impression that every single thing that happens to Rey Mysterio, he deserves. Like Brock Lesnar attacking him and his son.
His gigantic son. That's right. He's a little baby. But he is 7 foot tall.
He's not that big. He just looks big standing next to Rey Mysterio.
All right, whatever. I cannot wait for Brock Lesnar to rip off his head.
Well, he's not going to do that. It's Survivor Series. It's going to be pretty sweet, I think. All the invasions and all the takeovers. It's been awesome this past couple weeks on Raw and SmackDown. But NXT has been the best show by far.
I do not agree. I think Raw and SmackDown have been very good as well. I cannot watch that NXT.
NXT is awesome. Oh, God, it drives me crazy, Boris. It really does. Well, what do you think about CM Punk being back, Boris? What do you think of that?
I am very happy now that he is back. I don't have to listen to the jerks chant his name for no reason. Now at least there is a reason. That's right, Punk. Get in the ring now. You look like an old man, but you can still wrestle. It's going to be very, very good.
I can't wait. I think he's going to come back. It's Survivor Series, possibly, but I don't know. We'll see. Anyways, thanks for having us, guys. It's Boris and Bart
with a super short report. Good day.
Well, Mike, this card is stacked as well for the main roster, which is weird to say anymore, like, main roster. It's all kind of the same now. But we've got NXT, we've got Monday Night Raw on USA, we've got SmackDown on Fox, battling for brand supremacy. I wish that instead of the stupid bright red or blue shirts, they would just wear armbands, but, you know, what... beggars can't be choosers.
Oh, I hate the shirts. So they're going to wear yellow shirts.
Well, they've been wearing black. They've been wearing, like, good-looking NXT shirts. I hope if they make them wear shirts, they do that. But can't we get armbands? Wouldn't that be way more aesthetically pleasing?
Oh, my gosh. Those shirts are terrible, dude. Ronda Rousey's was maybe the worst ever. Like, it's bad. Like, it gets real bad when they try and, like, work it into their outfit. Like, she did that.
Like when
Nakamura.
Seth had the one cut into the Shield. Remember?
Yes, that one was
the
bad.
Half.
Yeah, the Nakamura one was bad. Like, the all red and the all blue, either or, they were both bad. You know, it's just never good. It's never, ever a good look. But, so you want to talk about this card or armbands?
Armbands.
We can talk about armbands some more. We can talk about the card. I'm open to either.
Yeah,
you know, I prefer, like, a good arm sleeve myself, but whatever.
That'd be all right, too.
Okay.
Let's get through this stack card, Mike.
So we've got a triple threat match. Did you know that? There's some triple threat matches on this card?
There's a few.
Were you aware?
Okay it,
were you aware that there were triple threat matches?
I'm super okay with all of these matches.
Yeah, okay. So, United States Champion AJ Styles versus Intercontinental Champion Shinsuke Nakamura.
Oh, my God.
Versus NXT North American Champion Roderick Strong.
Look, you know the gif where it looks like Vince McMahon is in a chair coming and then falling out backwards?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my reaction to this idea of this match. Again, right off the bat, possible show stealer. I don't even know, like, this is probably going to be uninteresting for everyone. I don't know who wins this shit. I don't know who... you want NXT to look strong. You don't want to bury your other brands. This is one I could actually see Roddy winning. I could see NXT winning. Because, I mean, AJ and Shinsuke, they're not above putting someone over either one of them. And I think that's fine. I think they both can take it. Who do you have in this match that's going to steal the show?
I think Roderick Strong, because I think he's going to want to prove more. He's got more to prove, I should say. He's not going to want to prove more. He's got more to prove, and I think he's... Dude's... Look, man, Roddy Strong's been in this business long enough to know when he needs to put on a fucking show.
Oh, yeah.
And he can. He can. He's more than able.
And he more often than not, he does.
Yes, he's more than able of doing that. So, I think, like, the best opportunity... to steal the show is probably Roddy Strong. AJ Styles, of course, is AJ Styles. Shinsuke Nakamura. what he wants to be still can be Shinsuke Nakamura. I think, you know, you can never count AJ Styles out. Like, he's one of those guys that, like, he just wins. Obviously, like, everybody in the booking team is a fan of him, and the one guy that matters clearly is. So, you know, AJ Styles, you can never count. I'm kind of with you, though, man. Like, I really don't know. I guess if I'm hard-pressed, I'm going to say AJ Styles just because he's more, like, the closest thing you have to a sure bet here.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. I'm going to go out on a limb, take Roddy. You're taking AJ. I think the real winner is the fans, Mike.
Yeah, that's going to be an outstanding, especially if it's the opening match. We've got a triple threat tag team match. All right. Raw Tag Team Champions, the Viking Raiders, versus SmackDown Tag Team Champions, the New Day, versus NXT Tag Team Champions, the Undisputed Era. Who you got, Mike?
I think it's going to... Man. Uh-huh. I think that it's going to be the Viking Raiders. I really think they want to push them as a dominant team. I kind of think that's why they put the... Part of the reason they put New Day in this match, because New Day just has more legacy as a tag team champion, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
It's a bigger team for them to beat, and I actually think that they pin the New Day in Undisputed Era. Loses, but doesn't take the pin. Good Lord. I know you haven't got a chance to see NXT yet, but when you do... And you watch the Revival versus Undisputed Era. I'll just wait for your text. That's all I'll say.
I heard it was outstanding. I'm actually going to watch NXT tomorrow.
I think that's a solid choice.
Well, I mean,
especially
I don't
this weekend.
I don't have to watch AEW this week, you know. We're not talking about it, so I don't even have to watch it. So it's kind of perfect. Yep. I'm still gonna watch it just, you know, cause I gotta know, but like,
it's not priority this week.
Normally I have to like immediately wake up Thursday and watch like AEW right away. Yeah, there's no priority for it this week. So I'm gonna also go with the Viking Raiders for kind of like the same reasons you said. It does the New Day no good to win this match. It doesn't help them. You know, it's nothing. It's just what is this? It's another feather in their cap when it could elevate the Viking Raiders or the Undisputed Era. Although I feel like the Undisputed Era are the kind of team that doesn't need this type of win.
No, not at all.
So I think it would do a lot to make the Viking Raiders appear to be dominant.
Yeah, and let me throw this out there too. Viking Raiders also had a match on NXT this week, Mike. They went against the Forgotten Sons, and I've never seen the Forgotten Sons in a match where I was like, holy cow, these guys are amazing. That being said, it says a lot for the Viking Raiders, dude, I'm telling you. I've liked these guys for a long time, and they're just, if they really put the machine behind these guys, I mean... Dude, I'm just telling you, when you watch NXT this week and you think about the emphasis that AEW wants to put on tag team wrestling and then you watch NXT do it, you're like, I think we got some fixing to do over on the other channel. We'll just say that. All right. Next up. Next on the docket, Mike.
Men's Survivor Series Elimination Triple Threat Match. Team Raw, consisting of Seth Rollins, Randy Orton, Kevin Owens, Ricochet, and Drew McIntyre. Holy shit.
What a team.
Holy shit. What the fuck is that?
Well, again...
Look, what the fuck? That's a Survivor Series team.
Yeah, well,
that might be
SmackDown team,
like, that might be the greatest... the greatest Survivor Series team ever put together.
And the SmackDown side is not too shabby either.
It's not on this level at all. I don't think
so. No, but it's not bad.
Team SmackDown, King Corbin, Roman Reigns, Braun Strowman, Mustafa Ali, and Chad Gable.
It's Shorty G, Mike.
No.
It's Shorty G.
No.
It's the most over he's ever been, Mike.
Nope. Nope.
And.
No. Nope.
Okay, go ahead.
Nope. Nope, you're done. Go ahead. I'm done. Go ahead.
In NXT, who have we got, Mike?
I don't know.
We still don't know. Now, as you listen to this, it may have been announced, but I'm assuming this is going to be a game time decision. I literally think they've got names and are like, let's just see who can move after this takeover.
Who can move and who's not booked up?
Yeah,
I wouldn't. Let's play a fun game and just like throw out some names you think. I'm not saying like name off a team of five, but I'm saying like what are some names that you think would be valid
for NXT?
Yeah, I'm gonna say one right now. Finn Balor's not on this card.
I would agree with that, although he would make sense. I don't think he's going to be on it, but Matt Riddle, Keith Lee, Tommaso Ciampa. I guess Dominik Dijakovic, Velveteen Dream. Trying to think of some other people who had bigger run-ins this week. And I don't know.
I stand by Finn Balor.
Not being on the team?
No, he's going to be on the team.
Oh, he is going to be on the team.
Yeah, Finn Balor's going to be on this team.
Okay, I like it.
I'm giving that right now, like, that's a guarantee. Finn Balor will be on this team.
Okay.
Because you can't, like, these, and you're right, like, I don't agree that the SmackDown team is near on the level of the Raw team. But, like, you're right. That's a stacked fucking team, too. So
Did you name KO on the Raw team?
Yes.
Okay.
So I think you have to have Finn Balor on there just for the name alone. Just for, like, the star power to even, like, kind of, like, even that out. Like, it has to be Balor, Ciampa. You're going to have to, like, use your biggest names that are already on this card, and that's basically everyone, not Adam Cole. So,
I agree.
Balor, Ciampa. Man, it's tough. Balor and Ciampa, I think, are the two, like, guarantees. Like, they're going to be on this team.
Yeah, and I think Riddle's a pretty strong one, even though him and Balor are fighting the night before. And I think Keith Lee's a strong one, because he's got size, and they want to showcase some of these NXT guys.
Triple
I don't know,
H.
It'll be interesting.
Triple H.
He doesn't want to do it.
Triple H.
It's been float. They want him to do it. He said absolutely not. He doesn't want any part of it. He does not want to take anything away from the NXT talent, which I like. I don't know that he makes it through this weekend without wrestling, but his personal preference is not to. Let me throw. I don't even know. I don't know how we pick a winner here, Mike.
Team Raw. Team Raw.
I'm gonna say it's Team Raw. But do you think that they've done enough with the Seth and KO and Triple H, like, to plant at least the idea that one of these guys like defects and joins Team NXT?
I don't think. Look, man, it's, like, weird, because I have answers for different parts of the sentence you just said to me. Do I think they've done enough? No. But, is a seed planted? Yes.
Right.
I feel like they could have embellished it just a little bit more. You know, I'm not complaining. I thought this was a hell of a run-up to Survivor Series. Have they done enough? You know, a little bit more would have been nice. But.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Another week build would have been nice for some of them.
Yeah. Is the seed planted? Shit, yeah, it is. Wouldn't be shocked if either one turned.
Yep. Me too. I'm still going Team Raw. That's just too loaded of a team.
It's too, like, if you're just looking at it objectively, like, Team Raw. Women's Survivor Series Elimination Triple Threat Match. You see that, Mike? It's another triple threat match.
Oh, shit.
It's crazy how that's fucking working out, isn't it?
Three brands. I never thought that would work
out.
Man,
it's like an episode of Dynamite with all the tag matches. surprise, surprise. By the way, I did hear, and I know you'll be shocked by this, worst women's televised wrestling match of the week.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, I know. Shocker, right? There's a dude in that group who's like, got an objective opinion that I trust. And he was just like, this was the worst fucking, like, shit ever, man. Team Raw, Charlotte Flair, Natty Light. just one time I want The Rock to call her Natty Light. I don't know why The Rock, just because he would have been entertaining with it. Asuka, yeah, Kairi right. Sane, and Sarah Logan. What the fuck? What? What? There was no one better. I guess I shouldn't talk shit, because on this next team we've got Dana Brooke, Carmella, Nikki Cross, Lacey Evans, and Sasha Banks versus the undetermined NXT women's team, which I'm going to guess is Bianca Belair, Rhea Ripley, Io Shirai, and... Oh, shit. We didn't even consider NXT UK.
Yeah, I know. It's...
I don't think it's going to happen.
You could put, like, you could put Walter on that NXT team for sure.
That's what I'm saying. You could put Tony Storm.
Yeah, there's Tony Storm. God, that would be amazing.
dude, like, she is,
Yes, I agree.
I mean, just... Huh. She
need a moment?
She makes me feel like I hit puberty. Who do you think is going to be the NXT team member that is equally as bad as Dana Brooke and Sarah Logan? Because apparently each team has to have complete trash.
Nobody, but let me say this. You got to give credit where credit's due, and for what I've seen from Dana Brooke lately, she is vastly improved. To the point where I think she could have a better match than, like, 90% of the AEW women's roster.
I mean, yeah.
And I haven't seen Sarah Logan in a while. We know she's capable of good things. We just haven't really seen it.
She has just been very bad in WWE.
Yeah, so we'll see. You know what? I look at it two ways. One, good for both of these women making it onto the Survivor Series team. Also, could be just easy eliminations for NXT. So, you know, there's that. I'm actually going to take the NXT team with this.
So am I.
I think it could be SmackDown just because Sasha Banks on there. Nope. But I'm going to go out on a limb and take NXT.
I think NXT comes out on top of this whole, like, show.
I think so, too.
And
I think
this is one of the ones they take. It doesn't matter. Like, yep. Look, I'll be honest with you, man. You take a couple people off each of these teams, and, like, it doesn't matter what, like, NXT's lineup is. Guarantee you, like, they're better wrestlers. If you take Charlotte and Asuka off the Raw team and Sasha Banks off the SmackDown team, I mean, you're not left with much. Not to take away from Natty. She's a hell of a hand, but she ain't ever going to be, you know.
No, I totally get what you're saying. You're right, 100%. And that's why I think this is... I think this match out of all of them is where it's really going to show the difference between the two rosters, or the three rosters, to be fair.
Yeah,
because the NXT women as a whole are just a better.
It's better unit.
Like top of the roster to the bottom of the roster, it's a better unit. Yeah.
Yes, mm-hmm. It's a better unit. Anyone on that roster is capable of having a good match.
Yep.
And yep, I'll be honest with you. I have a hard time with a lot of the chicks that we talked about on here.
Yep. No, I'm with you. I'm with you.
Triple threat match, Mike.
No, nah.
Yeah.
Another one.
I'm starting to sense a pattern.
Yeah, we might see a lot of these.
I'm starting to sense a pattern. Raw Women's Champion, the man, Becky Lynch.
Oh, this match has me going.
Versus SmackDown Women's Champion Bayley versus NXT Champion. Hey, do you think that in this fictional world where Shayna Baszler and I have an adorable child, that she would be open to being a thruple? That's a couple that has three people. A thruple with Toni Storm. Obviously, like, let me backtrack. Like, my beautiful, wonderful, amazing wife in this fictional world, she has died in a car wreck. And Jesus. After, well, this is how I have to fantasize about things, yeah, man, because my wife's too awesome.
I know, we've had this discussion.
Like, when your wife is the shit, like, you can't fantasize, you can't just, like, be like, yo, I want to have a threesome with Toni Storm and Shayna Baszler. You have to, like, concoct, like, a scenario where your wife is fully, totally removed from existence. Like, and then you have to deal with the appropriate, like, so this is, like, a 5-year-long fantasy where, like, my wife dies, and then, like, I grieve, and I deal with it, and somehow meet Shayna Baszler, and we have a baby, and then we meet Toni Storm. And Shane is like, I think we should just, like, invite her to be, like, a couple with us. And I'm like, that's a great idea. I love that. And then I'm like, hold on, I gotta go pee. And then I go in the bathroom and I call you and I'm like, Mike. Mike. I'm in a relationship with Toni Storm and Shayna Baszler. And you'll be like, who's this? And I'll be like, it's Mike Forrest, because, like, if my wife dies, I'm not doing this podcast anymore. Just being real with you. Like if my wife dies and I start, like, dating Shayna Baszler, we're done here. Actually, when I start dating Shayna Baszler, we'll start doing it again.
Yeah, I like it.
Because I'm just going to live off her and her WWE money, and they're going to hear a podcast and be like, these guys are funny, and they're going to give us a job in creative.
Okay.
Like, I mean, if we're, like, fantasizing about shit that's never going to happen, like, we might as well give you an icon. And they're going to pay for you to move your whole family to Stanford.
Well, there we go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you're going to have, like, a nice big house, Mike. You're going to have, like, it's going to be, like, a 6-bedroom house with, like,
4... You can get a mortgage through Save
with Oh, yeah. And they're just going to give us, like, a case of all the new action figures right away.
Oh, that's... I'm down with all of them.
Yeah, this. Man. And then,
I'm
like...
I'm sorry about your wife, Mike.
And you're going to be like, yo, I've got 3 kids, and I collect them. They're going to be like, how 4 cases sound? And you're going to be like, that sounds fucking dope. And, like, you know, so it all really works out well for us that my wife gets in a car wreck.
Jesus, God. All right. So, Triple Threat, Women's Champions? Is that where we were?
Yeah, so Shayna Baszler's winning this.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a good pick. I would also like to see this set up. If Rousey isn't coming back anytime soon, I'm all for a Lynch Baszler one-on-one at WrestleMania. I'm just going to throw that out there. So, however that may need to happen, I'm all for it. Let's do it, and let's use this to kind of start to set those wheels in motion. I don't know how, but let's do it.
Fair. You know, really, though, like, wouldn't be shocked if anyone won this match.
No.
Bayley maybe a little bit, but...
I wouldn't be shocked if Bayley
But
won,
I wouldn't be shocked because she's been on, like, the short end of the stick for most of...
Yep. And she could probably be the one that needs it more. And then at the same time, you have Becky Lynch, who you're clearly always wanting to put over strong, which is also the right business move. So, that's why this match is so intriguing, I think.
I would agree with you on that. I think it is probably... On the card, honestly, it's probably the most interesting as far as being kind of up in the air. After that, we've got the battle for the blue belt. The Fiend Bray Wyatt versus Daniel Bryan.
I mean, the Fiend's going to win.
Yeah. I don't think we can talk about it other than that. I mean, the Fiend's going to win. It's going to be a...
I will say this. I really... I really like the possibility of the long-term storytelling here, because Bray has such a connection with some of these people, and I mean, Daniel Bryan is one of them, and he's got a major connection there, I guess is how I want to phrase it, because of the whole Daniel Bryan, Bray Wyatt family, like, storyline. So, I'm down to see where this goes. I don't think this should be a one-off. I think this should be a... possibly a story going all the way to the Royal Rumble.
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean... there's no point in doing something different at the Rumble. Because everything... kind of starts over at the Rumble.
Mm-hmm.
So, it would make sense just to... it's going to be a good match. It's been an interesting story so far. It would make sense just to, like, continue it on for another month. Well, shit, yeah, it'd be another...
I couldn't agree
be
more.
Another couple months, wouldn't
two,
it?
2 months. But yeah, I'm still down for it.
Yeah, same. We get another couple shows out of it. Fuck it.
Yep.
Why not? Why do something different? And then we've got Brock Lesnar versus Rey Mysterio Jr. in a no holds barred, no DQ match. Give us your thoughts.
Am I crazy for thinking there's a slight chance that Rey Mysterio wins this?
Yo, why do I, like, totally think Rey Mysterio's gonna win this?
I really
think Rey Mysterio's winning this. Like, almost to the point where I have zero doubt in it.
Like, there's two reasons for that, in my mind, anyway. One, because of the storyline involving his son, and just... you don't want someone to just look like a complete chump in that situation. And two, with it being made into a no-holds-barred match, like, it just stands to reason that Ray's going to win. Someone could run in, help Ray, you know. Sure, like, his son could screw him, and that's always a possibility, too. But I don't know, man. I just have this weird feeling... They're gonna do a solid for Ray, give him a title run, and then have him lose to Drew McIntyre.
I mean, I don't know if he'll lose to Drew McIntyre, but I just really think he's winning this.
Yeah, I'm gonna be bold and pick against Brock and you know that means Brock's gonna win, but you know. I'm going to say Ray. I'm just going to do it.
I am. I'm just throwing it out there, too. I'm sticking with Mysterio.
What else we got, Mike?
That's it, man. That's the card, bro.
That's it. That's the card. Wow. Oh, we had one more. Man, that is a freaking loaded stack pay-per-view, is it not?
Yeah, I can't wait to watch it.
I'll honestly say that I haven't been this excited for a flippin' Survivor Series, and I couldn't tell you how long.
Yeah, it's been a while.
I'm all in. I'm invested completely in this. I cannot wait to see some of the outcomes. Let me ask you this. Do we see CM Punk this weekend?
No.
We're in Chicago.
No, I'm sorry. I don't think we do.
Did you see him on backstage?
Yeah, it was really good.
It was really good. And how happy does that dude seem right now?
Yeah, he seems pretty happy.
I you know that I was a very big Punk fan that turned into a very big Punk hater, I guess. I'm going to be honest, man. Seeing this dude look this happy kind of turned me around on him. I still don't agree with maybe some of the ways he handled things. I don't think that... I think clearly... Like, I'll say this. I know he's a Fox employee, but he's still working on it. As we've said, it's a show called WWE Backstage. It's a WWE property that he is working on. I feel like if he really believed everything that he said, like, negative about all aspects of this company, that he just would not be here. Right? Wouldn't you think that?
I guess.
Like, have you ever said stuff in the moment when you're really pissed off, and then when, like, you know, some time goes by and you look back and you're like, maybe I blew that a little bit out of proportion?
Oh, yeah, I do that shit all the time. That's me.
I kind of feel like that's what this was. Like, he was burnt out. He was pissed. He was tired of working for the machine. I'm not saying any of that was wrong. I'm saying maybe some situations were maybe not as bad as he initially thought. I don't know, man. It's just weird because I just don't see a guy like him, you know, doing this if he didn't realize maybe there was a little bit of a mistake on his part. I'm not saying he had no reason to feel the way he did. I'm not saying he wasn't right on a lot of things. I'm just saying I feel like maybe he looked at it through a six-year lens and thought, maybe I could find a way to make this work again. I don't know if he shows up Sunday. I think, on one hand, I think it would be great if he did. You're not going to get that pop. I mean, it's Chicago. On the other hand, it could ruin the show. But then again, on the other hand, him not showing up could ruin the show. So what do you do? I think they're in a really weird situation, Mike. Because if he shows up, the crowd's going to go absolutely insane, and then nothing you do is going to top that. And then if he doesn't show up, the crowd's still going to go mad for wanting him, and then it could ruin the show. Like, what the hell do you do?
I don't know. You maybe should have waited a week.
Well, I mean, if it's just happenstance that it's in Chicago, what you can't. I mean, you want to get this going, you want to get the show rolling with backstage. But then you saw him take a shot at Rollins on backstage. You saw Rollins respond, and then you saw, I don't know if you saw, but WWE's Twitter tweeted about the feud already, which, you know, that's weird to me. That's weird to me. It's weird to me if they're going to get involved in a backstage storyline that technically isn't a storyline on TV. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it does seem weird. I was thinking that too. I was like, yeah, it is a little weird that they've got a storyline going on.
Everyone keeps saying, well, Punk said several times they need a ton of money to get him back. He still has a lot of hurdles to achieve if he's going to actually do that. Dude, this guy's been lying to you for like 6 months about this backstage shit. So don't act like he wouldn't work you. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, it's definitely a possibility. Like, I like the fact that, like, between Chris Jericho and CM Punk, like, they're the only two people that have enough, like, kayfabe left in them that everyone's like, well, no, I mean, he said it, so that's totally what he means.
Yeah, it is nice that we could have kayfabe again.
It's going to be a fantastic weekend, Mike. I'm looking forward to it immensely. And to kind of, you know, sign off on this little bit of a shorter version of the show, we'll get back to the war next week. If anything crazy happens, maybe I'll pop on Facebook. I probably won't. But, you know, it's always a possibility. You have anything else you want to say to these fine, fine people?
You gotta kill one, you gotta fuck one, you gotta marry one.
There we go.
Bastion Booger.
Ew.
Hornswoggle. Them little creepy dudes from the Dark Order.
Man. Well, alright. Let's see. I'm going to go with... Do I go with your theory of if I'm gay, I'm going all the way?
Yes, that's what I'm going with.
So we're killing Bash and Booger. I guess we're effing Hornswoggle, and then we're marrying the entire creepy dudes from Dark Order, because if you're going for it, go big or go home, man.
That's what I'm saying, have an orgy.
You can have an orgy every night? I mean, why wouldn't you, right?
Here's just a quick thought. imagine how bad the room smells when that big dude gets done fucking those guys.
Oh, right.
I bet it is the worst.
Absolutely the worst. Guys.
Like a locker room times a thousand. Just gaping buttholes and BO. Just the stench of gaped buttholes and BO. And coke breath. Oh, you know, like the way your breath starts stinking when you've been fucking doing coke for hours. Oh, I bet it just smells like coke breath and BO and just like gaping buttholes. Gaped buttholes. Anyway, you guys are beautiful. We love you all, baby.
You know what? This week, bye.
New episodes of Drive-By drop every Saturday on iTunes, Spotify, and the iHeartRadio app. Subscribe and make sure you never miss a single one. And keep the conversation going on Facebook at Drive-By Pod. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram. This has been a presentation of the Near Fall Network.